nothing to bring out of the executive. We council discussed some positions and some personnel issues. With that, I'd like to go on to the agenda under item number 6. But before we do, we have one effort we need, a resolution. We need to talk about the agenda and have a resolution of support for it for the bike consultation meeting. Could I interject that to the agenda at this moment, please?
Are you talking about your trip to Washington?
No, I haven't brought that up yet.
It's not on the agenda.
No, but we need to put it on today's agenda so we can discuss it Wednesday and approve it.
Oh, is that the sticky note I don't have? Well, I had the three affiliated too. They'd like me to give a speech at the end of the month. And then also the chief sent the email, which we've all reviewed, about wanting me to go to Washington on the 3rd of August. And I don't have any information on it, and that's why I'll deliver that Wednesday.
But we need to vote on it Wednesday, so you can go, if you want to go.
Thank you. With that, has everyone reviewed the agenda?
No, didn't open that.
This is Mr. Parks, not me.
No, this is, Brevix has asked us today. Well, Brevix has asked us today.
But, I mean, on our agenda, Bill Parks.
I know, well, we just asked it, I interjected it right here. And we actually need to get this out today.
Yes.
By resolution, is why I added it to the agenda. I'd like to entertain a motion to suspend the rules.
I make a motion to suspend the rules to do our usual routine of only discussing on Friday and voting on Wednesday to be able to vote today on this. As we need to give them 30-day notice.
That's correct.
Where's the agenda?
It's under item tab 8. Oh, you have 6.
Tab 6. Are you talking about the biennial meeting agenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Andrew made a motion to do what?
To suspend the rules so we're allowed to go into it.
Vote on this today.
Okay.
I need a second. I'll second it. No discussion, I'll ask the call for the question.
Councilman Crown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
No.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Dishaw?
Yes.
Thank you. With that in mind, I'd like to open up the floor to have a resolution for the agenda.
So moved.
So moved. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Yates. I need a second. I will take care of the second, please. Discussion, Council.
I would like to add a couple of things to it. I'm sorry I didn't get them to you before. I'd like to ask, I tried to go down here pretty quick, I don't see it. I'd like to ask for a status on the draft CFR changes. We were promised that in January, and we have not seen them yet, and I would like for it to say, even if they're not ready, because they happened to trouble with Washington and getting approval, we need to at least see what they're talking about so that we know what so we can start reacting to it. Also, I'd like to add discussion on the emergency plugging 638 contract.
Yes, sir.
We either find out whether they're going to refund that or they got a new plan on how they're going to start doing emergency plugins. And also, I think we have some stuff down here on FOIA a little bit, and we could probably add in there something where it's mentioned someplace.
Item 1, bullet 3.
Yeah. Specifically, what I like to see is some common sense streamlining of the FOIA process that they're using now, because I think that they're getting bounced around between too many people over there, and they may be able to do some, we got one of the big guys in the room, give them instructions that they can streamline and one person be able to get the okay more quickly because they have a set of guidelines on what's okay to release and whatnot. I think it's some room for improvement there. That's my three points.
I agree with it.
Well, okay, could you say it one more time?
Okay, status of the draft CFRs and changes, you know, they have, they're working. Plan for emergency plugging program, the 638 contract, we're going to be out of funds there pretty quick.
Not already.
Joe just left the room, but there's not hardly anything there. We need to have some data for them. And I'd like to talk about streamlining their current FOIA process to make it, you know, don't say you don't do it, but streamline it.
Yeah, we got FOIA on there.
But that's just something I put in. So we already got it down there. We can talk about it then.
Discussion of the CFR. We haven't seen the updated versions. And also on the 638 contract itself, I'd like to add in the addition of, we've had our council look at the funding for the plugging. They already know it. We've sent them letters of the program.
I make a motion to amend my motion to add to our three items that Councilman Crum added to the agenda items for the biennial meeting.
And those three items were?
638 plugging contract.
226 CFRs.
Okay.
The 638 contract we have for plugging and abandoning orphaned wells.
If they're not going to fund it, then are they going to do it?
Emergency, yeah.
Leave the emergency in there.
Emergency plugging of orphaned wells. And then, of course, he added the FOIA, the streamlining of the FOIA request process.
Thank you. Call for the question.
Did we get a second?
A second.
No, I took care of that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Muller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you, Council. And I'll sign that before we leave. Can you? We'll get that out today, and then we'll have that cut. Okay. I'd like to go on to item number 6A, Mr. Bill Park. Mr. Park, would you come speak with us for a little bit?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I wish you would go ahead and refresh their memory on our items down there at the Tulsa Casino.
We were talking several times in regards to my Ford 1A lease that is in the northeast quarter of 15, 20, and 12 that encompasses, it's around the Tulsa Osage Casino. I've been on the docket several times in regards to trying to get to the development, the further development of the casino, how much more problems is going to be involved in me producing and putting up with new development. From the very beginning of the casino, when it first started, I had some difficulties, which we're all aware of. Now, with the new development, I don't see any sign of maybe I'll be able to keep producing, but it looks like to me I'm going to be right in the thick of the development, any more development, that the next two more stages, are they in stage one now? Stage two, stage three. I think I'm probably 600 or 700 foot from my tank battery from the hotel. I just don't see how I'm going to be able to continue. I can continue to operate it, but liability-wise and everything else, I think it would probably be best if they purchase the Nation, the gaming, the Nation by the lease. I have, last week, first part of last week, I can't remember the date, talked with the chief, visited with him. At your recommendation, I think you said go talk to the gaming commission, which I talked to Mr. Sims. He referred me to another gentleman, it's over the grounds.
Mr. Cass.
Mr. Cass. And Mr. Cass visited with him. He come back to me and said he didn't really have the authority to make any decisions. I ended up coming back. We visited, and here at the Osage Mineral Council, we're trying to get rid of the problem.
Okay.
Come up with a solution. I'm going to send some information that you already have in pertaining to what I feel would be a fair and marketable price to buy the lease. I'm not set on a given price at this time. I'm just trying to be reasonable as being a shareholder, a landowner, and a producer in Osage County. I understand the situation, but I also understand encroachment and what's going to be best in the long run for both parties. So that's kind of where I stand.
What were the recommendations from executive to do exactly this, to send the information to them?
He said that he would love to talk with the Osage Mineral Council. Okay. Someone in the Osage Mineral Council.
Councilman.
I've suggested from the beginning we ought to have the Tulsa Casino hire whoever we can get to come in and meet with the Minerals Council and Mr. Park and decide what they want to do. If they are interested in buying him out or plugging out the lease and compensating for lost payment on oil and our royalty, or they may not be interested at all. Which I know that, you know, the BIA has rules, setback rules for where you can work on wells.
Yeah, the BIA,
their well, it sounds like they're well within the distance away from the wells, but I understand your problem with being a busy commercial casino environmental and health safety issues.
Yeah. So. I've had a couple of times, I was on my tank battery when some of the people that had been in the casino just walk up and start talking. So they do a good job in policing, but you just can't police 24/7 when you got that many people around without fencing and everything else. But that's
maybe something you can work out with the casino. That they're not going to take over the lease and plug it out or what have you. Maybe they could offset with building, you know, large chain link fences around.
I'm going to apply. I got another compliance letter from the BIA. I am going to, I thought we kind of discussed that when I was at the last OMC meeting with Mr. Winlock present. I thought we kind of said, I thought I heard council tell say no further letters until we get this resolved. And I talked to Mr. Winlock about it. He said, well, I thought you were going to get together with all the various parties and come up with a solution. And I've never heard from anyone for your information.
From the Bureau of Indian Affairs or the others?
Pardon me?
From the Bureau of Indian Affairs or?
From.
You have contacted the nation, though, that's correct?
I have made, yes.
When I called them,
well,
go right ahead.
Who's the nation? I'm sorry.
Mr. Cass, he said that you had your attorney called.
Yes, I talked to, went personally to talk.
The nation said upon the arrival of his attorney that they will only handle it with their attorney. I called the chairman of the gaming. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They said this is going to be nation. And I went ahead and went and saw the Ford one. It's very close to my heart since I took care of that purchase. We have a huge problem there. The earth movers alone and dozers and everything running, that line there, they're, what they're saying is that we should have took care of that years ago when they tore it up the first time to this well that's isolated now. Doesn't have its electrical to it, doesn't have a flow line to it. And we were dodging two earth machines that day. When we put that line, the BIA said the only thing Mr. Park to do is go put that line in and send them the bill. That was what we were told by our deputy superintendent. How do you feel like we should progress on this, Councilman?
Well, I don't know. It's my understanding that Mr. Park has tried for years to try to get to these people, and they keep handing him off or sending him to somebody that says, well, I don't have any responsibility there, or I can't take this. This has gone on for years. So, you know, we need to take care of this problem because we need our royalty out of there. If they want to condemn it, then they need to pay for it.
Councilman.
As we said, we've talked about this several times. And part of the problem is getting a solution, I think, we've gotten to. Mr. Park is now, sounds like, committed, if it can happen, to selling that lease off to somebody. I think it should be the gaming. Sound like Chairman Sims was saying, and I talked to him briefly out here one time about it. He was saying that, Mr. Park, if you remember, had a verbal agreement that they would replace, and he said he didn't. I didn't have part of that verbal agreement, so they're just taking the part that they didn't have a legal obligation. I think we should look at, now that Mr. Park seems pretty solid at getting the gaming to buy us out on that, by us, I mean the royalty, us with Mr. Park, and then us getting our royalty, much like we had to do with the wells that were taken out of production or plugged off and moved away out off of Highway 60. Remember we
Martinsville Casino, ingress and egress.
Right, we took a portion of the settlement. I would suggest that we get Tim Dapp. We instruct him that we're looking for royalty, at least for the past royalty. And when I'm saying this, he'll be representing us, not you necessarily. But if we get him to resolve for us, they'll also be resolving for you. It has to be one package. Actually, in the real world, strict world, you should be first and then second because you're the one that commanded the lease. But in order to expedite, how about let's take an active role in trying to make a settlement and send the information to Tim and see if he can't come at some point, write letters, however it takes, to the gaming, to the Congress, to the chief.
That's correct.
And let them figure out who next is going to pay, but somebody's going to pay.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they have legal obligation because they're letting those people run across it and everything. They're keeping us from, you know, actually keeping us out of the oil business. They're keeping us from collecting our royalty. So, yeah, they do have, I mean, they are legally liable.
I want to ask Mr. Park something. That's exactly what I asked you and told you to. I'm glad the council brought that up. I did recommend that he starts it. We are a royalty owner. We don't own this lease. We didn't sign this lease. We only signed it as a participant for the royalty. But once he designates the direction he wants to go, I will need the council support that I want to ask that his group is allowed to talk to Mr. Dowd in supporting our efforts in protecting our reserve. That's all I was going to add.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to be happy with it.
I agree with that.
Andrew brought up the subject just now. Wednesday, we'll need a vote to give this project to.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay?
Okay.
That's our oil and gas attorney, by the way. If you've never met him, he's the guy that hands up that stuff.
And his name, I'm sorry?
Tim Dowd.
D-O-W.
Do you have the letter with you, sir, that you wrote? Will you be able to get that to me so I can ship it on to Mr. Dowd? I want him to review it before we even get it. Can we do that? Just let him look at it? And then if we want to participate, we'll have a resolution supported by the council. Thank you, Mr. Parker.
I appreciate you coming and on location and looking, and also on the other location.
Very important to me and my council. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. With that, we can move on down to the committee reports. Item number 7A, budget. Second Chairperson Redcorn, would you like to comment on it?
Well, I think that our committee has gone over the draft budget here, and this is what I'm presenting today.
For approval Wednesday?
For approval Wednesday.
Is it in our papers?
Uh-huh, under 7.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am. I see no change in what we went through in our meeting. I'll be supportive of it. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
With that, I'd like to ask the scholarship committee. Is that for Wednesday?
I have nothing on scholarship committee. I did get an email from Blessing, and I'll be able to see you. Today, well, we've only got two acceptances, or two applications.
Applications.
And,
can we still afford to do both?
Four of them.
I asked three. It's kind of. All right. Yes, sir. We'll take care of that Wednesday.
And
yes, sir.
Lacey, if you could send me scan the email, there's a type of thing. I didn't get into late last night.
Don't worry about it. Wednesday.
Appreciate it.
Council.
How would you do with that?
Yes,
sir. Okay. There is a. Had been some action the last week or so on the DAD project. I thought maybe I'd report on that. We let the, since the last meeting, they let out the RFPs. They're to be returned the 18th.
Of this month.
And apparently we have some bidders because I've been contacted a couple of times with questions. I think we CC'd the bill the first time that I, the second said I asked him some. They helped me out on the answering them. And when I was in, they, you know, I don't yet know, we can't know who's bidding or how many bid or anything like that until after it's open. But, or after it's due. Tammy contacted me, I asked her, I said, is these from a bidder? She said, yeah, they're from bidders, so that I got a little piece of information that there's multiples. I don't know that exactly the process, you know, how quickly we'll be able to make a selection. As you guys remember, the committee looks at first. You guys are designated to be, need to be on the committee. I can't, because of the rules,
okay,
how
yeah.
You do your stuff, I can't, you know, I'll get to look at them, but I can't ask you guys for advice on it. I am going to ask today if I need to, for seeing it, whether I can run some of it by staff, in other words, Bill, you know, before we make a selection, before I make my recommendation on selection. And it's possible that, probably, we won't have a committee meeting quickly and decide before the next meeting. So it may be possible that I'll be requesting a special meeting to deal with this because we need to get somebody hired and started as quickly as possible. One of the reasons we need to do that is because we fully intend to make a new application for additional funds. I think we know enough for the first go round of bids on it that $70,000 is not going to touch doing it all. And so if we're going to apply for a new grant, to move forward, which they're very amenable to us doing. That has to be in by September 28th. Am I remembering that right? I think so. 25th. It was 8 for this one and 5 on it. So by September 25th. Now, we have plenty of time to do that.
Well, you don't see any of this?
It was advertised in the paper. I saw it in the newspaper.
But it was, we didn't have a solid date for it because the the outfit that we're getting the grants from, were late getting through with the 17s. So after they get through with them, they give you 90 days to apply for the next go round.
Yes, sir.
And so they run the solid date until this last week, the reapplication through the 25th. What, if you remember from our meeting with Mr. Minibeads, one of the things we have to do in order to reapply is to show progress, which means be better if we're actually to let somebody have the bid and work it. Just the fact that we did the bid is probably enough, but it'd be good to have them. One of the reasons for it is that we may wish to tweak the scope of the next bid. And if we got started on it for a little bit, it would be good to be able to know how to tweak the next scope. So,
for application.
So I'm just giving warning that I may, after we get things done, we may need a special meeting in order to okay the bids, say get started, have it done, let's get going.
We'd already discussed on the application anyway that we would be looking at the phase one, and we have never seen the criteria yet of what the whole scope is.
Right.
So that'll help us with that. Councilwoman?
Okay. You said that it's exclusive, that you'll be the only one of us to be looking at it. It's kind of like it's top secret.
It's just the process.
I understand that, but that's okay. But my question to you is, will you be voting in it when it becomes in front of us?
My intention was not to.
Okay. That's just
I don't know that I have to, but and maybe I have to since I got to see it first. That may be required by the law, actually.
I don't know, but I would be questionable whether or not you could even vote on it because you've seen it.
I would say so, too.
Okay.
Would be questionable.
I'm just asking you.
And my thinking would be that I shouldn't because I'd have already had input once.
Yeah. Okay. That's something I needed to know.
It's relative. We don't pay for it. Council.
I have a question. I've got something here in my packet today, but it's not on the agenda. And it's, I wondered where it came from, if there's no sponsor to it or co-sponsor to it. And how did it get in our packet and not on the agenda?
What is it?
It's bill number OMCA 17 dash, and there's a blank.
Yeah.
As introduced on September the 5th, 2017, which is, I guess, the first day of Congress's session. Yeah. But there's no sponsor or co-sponsor on this thing at all.
Ma'am, Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay. That is something that the chief submitted to the Congress. We don't have anything about it. I put it in the packet for everybody to know. I personally don't want him having everything he put in there. We already have LLC laws. But he wants to amend them to include himself in like that. I've gone over there to the other side and see if I couldn't have some kind of sponsor or something that we could come up with our own LLC. And this won't behoove our shareholders. Not at all, what he submitted. And I question it. I don't even know if it's constitutional or not.
Bring it to us Wednesday.
So, but I want you all to see it. I want you all to see it. That's why it's in there. If you want me, I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll read it. If I could find mine, I can't find it.
Under tab 6.
It's not on the agenda.
No, it's not on the agenda, but I've submitted it to everybody so everybody could see it.
You're taking a motion to adjourn?
I second it.
Yes, thank you. Motion to adjourn, Councilman Crum, seconded by Councilman Irwin. No discussion, call for the question, please.
Well, we still have one thing on our agenda, the budget.
What's that?
Did we look at that? Yeah, we did.
Sorry.
Wait. I've got Catherine in a bind here. This is so rare. Let me have this moment. Thank you, dear God.
Okay. Excuse me.
No, ma'am, you never say I'm sorry. I love you with all my heart. Call for a question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Ball?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishewala?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yay!